Hello and welcome to Bishop Ato Dixon's podcast. Bishop Ato Dixon is a true son of Bishop Dagwood Mills and the convener of Jesus is the Rock Church, a denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Listen and be blessed as he shares with you deep messages from the Word of God.
Father, we want to thank you for this beautiful morning. It's a beautiful morning because your children have gathered before you to hear what you have for us. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that visit us in the cool of the morning and minister strength, minister grace, and minister to every one of us. Lord, as we head towards the end of this year, it is our prayer that, Lord, at the end, we will look back and give you praise. This morning, we pray for the spirit of revelation. Let every curtain, O God, in front of us that hinders us from seeing be removed. And may we see beyond. And may we see, O God, what you want us to see. In Jesus' precious name. And all said, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please take your seat. Thank you very much. Amen. Well, God willing, on the 24th, which is a Sunday, is a Thanksgiving Sunday. It's a special Sunday for Thanksgiving. We'll be white to say thank you. What do you think? Yeah. It's a Thanksgiving Sunday. Come before God and show appreciation. Hallelujah. I think this year has really moved very fast. And in the midst of all the fastness, there has been things. Amen. But we will come and give God thanks. We'll come and say thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love, for your patience. How many think that God has been patient with you? He's been patient with us. Hallelujah. So you come and give him thanks. Amen. And come with a thanksgiving offering to say, Lord, I've come to thank you. Amen. Yeah. Even the fetish priests, they know that after something has been done, those who go to the fetish, they go and give thanks. How much more we believers? We serve a better and a living God. Amen. Well, this morning, I continue teaching on if you love the Lord. You see, I want to teach you to love God. That's what I want to teach you to do. Oh, yeah. And truly, when you love somebody, if you love the Lord, your attitude, your love, your expression towards the person will be different. Amen. Now, this morning, I want to teach on the subject, if you love the Lord, you will have feelings for him. You have what? Yeah. Turn to somebody and tell him, feeling is good. Tell him, I have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Feelings is good. Yeah, it's good to have feeling. Anybody who has no feeling is dead. Yes. Hallelujah. If you don't have a feeling, you see, there are some people, when you do this to them, then they stand there like that. They don't know that it's an expression of death. They want to be macho. Have you met somebody like that? That when you are doing that, it's macho. Just want to show you that it's papa. Listen to me. It's an expression of death. Feeling is good and feeling must be expressed. Only express it the right way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Pastor is telling the wife that mahunya de. I think it's a good thing to say. Amen. If you love God really, you will really express it. Oh, yeah. And when we talk about feeling, we are talking about your emotions. We are talking about how you express what you feel about the person. Yeah. Some of us, our tear gland is harboring stones. Yeah. Did you know that we have stones in the lacrimal gland? Yeah. Surgeries are done in the lacrimal gland to remove stones, like the way we remove kidney stones and other stones. Yeah, because it's not being used. You're laughing. It's not being used. You've made yourself macho. Turn to somebody and ask, are you a macho? Especially the men. Because they grew up hearing that Bermansu. How many have heard that expression before? Bermansu. So there's even a feeling, it's like, Charlie, when you cry, the lady who cry will think that, Charlie, this guy is some way. So some of you husbands, when you have to even express your love, sometimes with tears, because of this Bermansu, you are so hard. Typical Ghana boy. Look, some women are suffering. I'm telling you, some women are suffering. Today, I'm going to go into things. Some wives are suffering. Because, you see, you must remember that the lady, she knew other people before she knew you. And it's most likely that the expressions she was getting from the other side, they cry, they don't even know why they didn't marry that one. Cry, they came to marry you. Hey, Bishop, you are saying things. I'm saying things. Today, I'm saying things. Ladies, true or not true? The wives, they can't say it because there will be a lot of interrogations. Yeah. If you have not been trained to do so, today I'm training you that if you love the Lord, you must have feelings. You must have feelings. How come you come to church, it's worship time, you can't lay prostrate, you cannot lift your hands, why you waiting to bomb, say I baptize, lemon juice. Looking at what everything that is going on, when you can concentrate on him and express yourself. Listen, this Jesus, you guys don't know what he has done for us. You have no clue. It's when you arrive at the other side, then you will appreciate the magnitude and the load that he lifted off us. Hallelujah. So you've got to have feelings if you love God. Yeah, you must have feelings. One day somebody told me, Papa, wait there. Yeah, I have feelings. I have feelings. And it's a good thing to have feelings. If you love the Lord with feelings, most likely you will love your wife with feelings. People who don't love the Lord with feelings, they are also hard towards their wives. And this one, I'm directing it to the men. Men, true or not true? Or I should direct it to both? More of the men. Yeah. Some of the men, they don't know how to hug. Oh, hug ya, unom pena ye din din din. But mind you, you didn't marry another of your kind, in a sense. She's a female. She's a fee part. A fee part of the male. Which means that it's a male that carries a fetus. Are you getting me? You see, that's why God, in his infinite wisdom, didn't make you carry the... Because we are hard to do. But I see somebody coming out of stiffness and beginning to be expressive. Yeah. You have to be expressive. Yeah. What about sorry? Yeah, to a sorry you now so what yes you now so sir. Ujina hosa now here. Ujina hosa keke. Tisi jom na sa. Hallelujah. Mesaday. Tisi jom na sa. It means that join the bandwagon and dance. Dance. Express yourself. Listen to me. Every Sunday we do dancing competition in church. Yes. We will do it for the pastors. So it will be in categories. The pastors category. The Basanta leaders category. Basanta leaders category. And everybody. So as we are in church, there will be people who will be watching. Will be watching. And we'll announce that for this Sunday, the pastor, the Basanta, who won for dancing category. Hey, you'll be very surprised what will be offered you. You are waiting for something to be offered to you before you dance. Me say Tisi Jomna ya dey. Nasa. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles to Jeremiah 2 verse 2. Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. He really loved to weep. So he wrote a lamentation. You know, the word lamentation, you know what it means. Always lamenting. Hallelujah. He was a man that loved the Lord. Amen. Jeremiah 2, 1 to 7. The Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry. Go and do what? Go and do what? Go and express some sentiments. Go and cry. God enjoys it when we cry unto him. Huh? David said, hear my prayer, O God. Attend to my cry. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto you. A king is crying. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. A king is expressing himself. And the subjects are becoming diplomatic. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. You see, he was ministering and speaking to a backsliding group. A group of backsliders. A group of people who used to do something they have stopped doing. He said, when I knew you, Charlie, you guys, you were so kind to me. Look, it's very nice to be with somebody who is kind. Yeah. Kind people are very nice people to be with. True or not true? Yeah. But when someone is not kind, it's difficult to live with such a person. Everything you have to ask. Husbands, hear me. The wives must not ask for everything. You must be able to see in between the lines. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. You must have a revelation about their needs. Everything they are asking. Everything they are asking. Everything they are asking. I was about to say something. I've stopped. Yeah. But listen. You need to be expressive if you are a born-again Christian. You know, because Jesus was expressive when he was going to the cross. Yeah, he was expressive. He shouted. Huh? Didn't he shout? And he cried. He said, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. He went through all the things he went through because of love. Yes. Love first for his father. You see, it's the father who loved us and sent his son. So the original love is the father's love. And because Jesus loves his father, he was ready to do anything his father asked him to do. For God so loved the world that he gave. So it is the love of the father that caused him to sacrifice his only. He was expressive. The father was expressive. Even in the love. Yeah. When you love, you are expressive. You give. You give your strength. You give your body. You give your skill. You give your intellect. You give your resources. You give your energy. You give everything that you can give and you must give. When you love. When you love, you don't hold back. When you love, you don't enclose. When you love, you are a giver. And listen, anytime you hear giving, no, the thing that comes into your mind is money. Money is about 1/1,000,000th of the many things that God wants you to express. Some of us, our time is so precious to us. If you love God, you give your time. You are too busy in life. You are too busy in life. Slow down and calm down and give God some more time. Hallelujah. Because the number of years that you have, he's giving it to you. The Bible says that, and God created man, and he breathed in his nostrils, and he became a living. The breath of life that you have is his. He has given it to you to use all this while. He has not come to ask any question. You cannot give your time. I saw him in the HSR. I saw him in granny. You are part of the church. And you must learn to be in his presence. Yeah. You know, sometimes we criticize things without even taking the word of God and analyzing the word of God. We just say things based on how we are feeling. Actually, this church, the chair. But you go into the scriptures and you will notice that the church of old, they met daily. How often do you meet? I'm asking, how often do we meet? Even as a church, how often do we meet? So you put all the daily, even if it's 1 hour daily, 1 hour, 1 hour, and add it to our service. And then you notice that that's how long you should spend in a normal Sunday. So if it's seven, add the seven to the services, and then add 7 plus 3 hours, 3 hours, 6, 13 hours at least you should spend it in church. On a typical Sunday, and you should not complain. And as you are there, you are inquiring. David said to inquire of the Lord. Inquire means to ask of the Lord, to figure God out, to know him more and to know him better. Yeah. Hallelujah. So these were people in their youth, they were very kind. They were very good. I mean, it was like a marriage. God could really enjoy them. You know, they were youthful. They were full of energy. And what amazed God even was that they pursued God so much that even in the wilderness, they still pursued him. He said, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thy espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, Going after God in the wilderness. A wilderness is a dry place. A wilderness is a place of drought. A wilderness is a place of farming. In the midst of your farming, in the midst of your difficulty, you love him. You see, one of the ways God uses to test the heart of people is in Deuteronomy chapter 8. He said, when thou hast eaten and thou art full, when people eat and they get full, they forget God. And eating and getting full is not eating banku and getting full. But when God has met all the expectations of yours, then you feel that I don't need him anymore. I don't need the Lord anymore. I have enough to sustain me. That is why the places where they sent missionaries to Africa, when they became rich, it has become an agnostic society, an atheist society. They have forgotten their God. All the big missionary names that we know about, check where they come from. And the people that they have left behind are anti-God. I met a gentleman not too long ago, and I knew him. You know, he used to do some great things in the university when he was in Lagos. Great things. He had powerful things that he used to do. He said that he doesn't believe in God anymore. Immediately, I knew that I've encountered a fool. Because the Bible says it is a fool who says in his heart, there is no God. So you, as you are standing there, you just came. Water molecules were put together and then you just existed. Yeah. But if it was so, you would notice that it would have been different. See, your nose is at the same place. Everybody's nose. Check where everybody's nose is. You notice that your noses are at the same place. There are not different places where noses are placed. The ears are at the same place. It means that there was an architect who designed you and said, the nose must be here so that it can connect to the lungs, if you don't know. I said, oh, I've met a fool. Ah, since when? I mean, if I had the wherewithal to ask him a question, I would have said, oh, since when did you become a fool? I would say, since when did you become an atheist? But I said, since when did you become a fool? Because the Bible says, a fool who says that there is no God. So I said, well, since when did you become a fool? God, there's no God. Hey, it's a serious matter. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And it says, in a land that was not sown, Israel was holiness unto the Lord. Israel was what? Oh, yeah. You know, your love for God was so mad that you kept your chastity. You kept your purity. You kept yourself for him. He said, Lord, I don't want anybody to touch me till I marry. I don't want to be affected and defiled by the world. My mind, I don't want to corrupt my mind. God, I want to serve you all the days of my life. That love took you to an extent of always wanting to please the Lord, always wanting to make him happy. You see, when you love somebody dearly, you always want the person to be happy. Oh, yeah. I always want my wife to be happy. I've been married 28, 29 years in the corner. Yeah. But I always want to, when I wake up in the morning, I'll just say, how can I make her happy? How? What can I do? Oh, yeah. I'm intentional and I'm conscious. This one is not like, oh, chale unisuba. And yes, it is a conscious effort. Stop that. Nobody is raised like that. You have to be conscious of it. Yeah. So I'll just ask, sweetheart, do you have money? Are you okay? No. Okay. No worry. Just look into my wallet. There's some 1,000 Ghana. Just take it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if you can call me A1. I'm trying to be a Christian. Instead of changing, you are calling me A1. I'm trying to be a Christian. That's all. Because the Bible says that love is kind. Love is kind. Oh, yeah. Love is kind. If you really love, it's not just the feeling bit, but it's kindness. You are kind. Huh? You think of others. You don't think about yourself. Yeah. There are some women, when their children are hungry, and they are also hungry, they will eat before they think about their children. I met one. I was very surprised. I met one many years ago. I was very surprised. The children were crying in the house. I went to visit the person. The person is not here. I went to visit the person. Some of you, your mind, the way your mind works. The person, I went to visit the person and the children were crying. And she was sitting there, he was eating. Daddy, and then he was eating. So I called one of the children. I said, "What is wrong?" He said, "I'm hungry." And the mother was eating. Then I said, "Jambu, I don't know." Then I took the food from him. "Come and take and come and eat." It's not a movie. I went to visit a sheep. I was very, very surprised. I mean, because I have grown up to know that as for mothers, I mean, when they would rather be back. I met one who was different. From that time, my mindset changed. That it's not every woman who is like that. It's not every woman who is a mother. Yes. You are a woman, but you are not a mother. You are a woman, but you are not a wife. Because the wife is a role. Wifely thing is a role. So there are women who cannot be wife material. So you married a woman, but you didn't marry a wife. Yeah. Recently, I was talking to a woman. Hey, the woman said that today, my wife, she'll be hungry. She'll go and look for comic cake and eat. I knelt down and begged the woman. I said, "Why?" He said, "Yeah, food has been prepared. Everything has been put at your disposal. You say you won't come. Okay, be there. Go and look for it." So later, I said, "Charlie, were you able to organize it?" "Oh, no. This weekend, he has suffered part." I said, "Oh, how can you do such a thing?" I was very, very, very surprised. He has suffered. I mean, because we had made a way for you and then you don't like it. Then, Charlie, go and look for your own food and eat. I was very shocked. I pray that you walk in love and your love will be expressive. Hallelujah. Your love will be what? Listen, we are all born to learn. Oh, don't limit things to melancholism, phlegmatic. Listen, stop that. Learn and stop hiding behind temperament. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah, some of us, we have been hiding. You see, hey, I've been tonight with him, my minion time. Because we are melancholic. What kind of behavior is that? When the Bible has instructed you that you need to be cheerful. Cheerful. Even when you are giving, be cheerful. Now the Bible says be cheerful. You say you are melancholic, so you can't be cheerful. Am I helping somebody in the church? So listen. Number one, I want you to understand that if you have to express yourself to the Lord, you know, by way of feeling, the first thing you have to do is that you will have to be kind. You must be kind to God if you want. You must be kind. You must be kind enough to remember that the pain he has gone through, at least you will do something for him to know that you appreciate the pain he went through to save you. So whatever you call sacrifice cannot, you know, match up the sacrifice that the Lord offered. It cannot be. Have you died for anybody before? Yeah. And I dare tell you, some of you mothers, even if your child is dying, they say that, "Look, we need kidney. Your kidney can work." You pause once and think about it, then you say, "Oh, I will give." And it's because the people around heard that they said they needed your kidney. So if you don't do it, it means that you are some way mother. That's why you even do it. Yes, I'm telling you, it's true. You see, because I think you can say it, but when the reality dawns, then you begin to see attitudes and behaviors. You must be kind. Turn to somebody and tell them, be kind. Some people are raised in such a way that all they know is that as for me, I am the receiving type. So you don't even have a mind to give something. Yeah. So it's like, you are the one who need help. You are the one who always need help. But let me tell you something. Even if you cannot give anything material, you can give your energy. Do you understand? Let's say somebody is blessing you with money. You don't have money to bless the person. You can give your time and a certain skill to that person also. Please. By the time the person even gets down there and about to move, you have washed the cars, cleaned the tires, done everything. You have given something. You have given something. You have given something. You have given something. Yeah. You have given something. Some of us, we sit in church and there is nothing we are giving. We don't give anything. I'm not talking about money. But I'm talking about offering something in the house of God. And offering something in God's church. Jesus said, I will build my church. Now, what are you contributing to the building of the church? And of course, the church we are talking about is you and I, the people. And then there's the other side too. So you are building the people and then you are also building a temple. So that side. Yes, as you have built a temple that can collapse one day, it will not be there forever. What are you contributing to building the people? What is your contribution? Can you be counted upon that somebody is not well and you are told that go and do visitation? Yeah. You will be very interested to say that, no. I think that, Bishop, do you know something? I want to join that group of people who visit people just to encourage them. I just want to join that group. Just to visit and encourage them. I have a group. They are very dear to my heart. They are called the Temple Pastors. You should see them. Reverend Willie, Reverend Nana Kwame, and all these wonderful people. Reverend Ahaji. They visit people. Their duty is to just visit people. Pray with them. Encourage them. And even some of the elderly ones, I tell them, go minister communion to them. Administer. The Catholic Church, they do it. So why can't we also do it? And the communion is the body of Christ and the blood that was shed. Administer it to them. And they do it. And they will put nice pictures on the page on which we are. Working beautifully. What are you offering? Are you kind enough? Or you have nothing to offer? Today, I've come to challenge somebody that from today, if you are loving, you love God, you will be kind to God. Some of us, we don't even have the time to worship Him. You need to learn to minister to this God. Eh? The Bible says in the book of Acts, while they ministered unto God, the Holy Spirit spoke. Anytime you minister to Him, God will speak. Separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have set for them to do. Anytime you minister to God, you must have your personal times that you have. You minister to God yourself. You minister to Him. In your quiet moment, you minister to Him. So you can feel dryness in your life. You can feel emptiness also, although you are born again. And it's because you have nothing to offer. And you are not offering anything. But today, I've come to challenge somebody in the house of God that God is expecting that you will offer something. Turn to somebody and tell you that God is counting on you to offer something to Him. Do you think God is a broke man? Do you think God is broke? Do you think that God is in need? He's not in need, though. If when He wants you to offer something, He's just looking for an opportunity to bless you. You see, He's looking for a reason. He's looking for a reason. Because God is a God of principle. Do you understand? So he will not break. That is why Jesus Christ didn't fall from the skies. Because God is a God of principle. Because a man, dear, the means to this earth is through the womb. And so God, if you are coming here on earth, you must go through the means. And God limited himself to that. He played by the rule. So anytime God wants a reason to lift you and to bless you, he will give you the opportunity to show kindness. And then based on that kindness, he will even give you beyond your wildest dream. Because you have given him a basis for which he can express himself and honor you and bless you. I see God honoring you, and I see God blessing you. I see God honoring you. I see God lifting you. I see God making a boast of you. Look, you see, even me, a mere mortal, when you are offering me something, I have a feeling that the thing you are giving me, really, you don't want to give, but you see, like you are giving me something. And sometimes it's like that, especially your last blow. That's what the children want. Sometimes it's painful. Because you feel that the last blow will actually seal everything. Then the child comes and they say, hey, I will eat. Yeah. You know, and so sometimes it's like you're hesitant to give it. Uh-huh. When I get that feel, All right, I may even receive it, but I might not even use it. And sometimes our attitude towards what we offer to God is as if that, me, mom, there, I don't want to, but Charlie, this thing, if you don't do it, you know, the people around there are watching, they will say that I'm a this, so I'm a basenta leader, so I should do it. Listen to me. The guys, the Israelites, in their youthful, they entered the wilderness. They were looking for God in all the places. In the wilderness, they will go there. Yeah, when you love somebody, wherever the person is going, you go there. Yeah. That's why Jesus said that, where I am, there you may be. Because he loves you, so he wants you to be where he is. Yeah. Where he is. Some of us, when we are in the wilderness, that's when we break. But you just think about it. Pause, seller, and think about it. That in the wilderness that you need God most, that's when you decide to part ways with God. That God, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, so now I won't serve you again. You are in the wilderness. Now you are going to walk back all by yourself. How will you do it? Rather, in the wilderness, you need him. Marriage has not gone the way you were expecting. You see, when you marry, you marry personalities. And I'll explain. You marry character, you marry attitude. Uh-huh. So, depending on your behaviors, things will be nice or things will be worse. So it's not like the person who is here, but what the person is expressing is what you are married to. So if the person is kind and you also consider the things, if the person is wicked and you're also wicked, so if the person is you listen, the handsomeness is not what you marry, I'm telling you. So you marry behaviors, the person is actually behaving in a certain way, and because of the behavior, you like it. That's what you like. So you see that those who are married to facial beauty, they get disappointed. They get to realize that it's not the facial beauty, which is physical, that will marry, but it's the behavior of the person. So when you have a good behavior, and he has a good behavior, you see that the marriage works. So you see a handsome guy and a beautiful girl, nice, but they all don't have good behavior. You see that there is violence in the home. So that brings me to the point. That brings me to the point that you will be disappointed when your choices is based on physical looks. So I may rather choose to marry, because physical looks, it changes. One day I saw my classmate, when we were in nursery, her hands were like Ahiropo. Do you know Ahiropo? Their hands were like sugar cane. I mean, when she's coming, the way she even walks, can see it's like a boy. When I saw her, I said, she had become a feminine, beautiful. I said, It means that beauty, it comes at different stages. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Haven't you seen a guy when, now swada Adanku. Do you know Adanku? See that there are some guys that you, in fact, they will not cross your mind. But you see them and it's like, you are shy. You are shy for not respecting him. True or not true? Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is that you must be more interested in what is coming. That's why Jesus said, it's not what enters into man that defiles him, but it's what comes out of a person. And what comes out of a person is the things you say and the things you do. Yeah. So God will see your kindness, will see your love by the things you express. The things you express. Yeah. The things you express. The things you express. Look, so beautiful girls, don't be deceived, okay? Don't be deceived. Work on your behavior and attitudes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be deceived, eh? Don't be deceived by your nice hair. Don't be deceived by your nice November nose. One day, I met my wife's uncle when we were in a relationship. And then he told me, he said, when were my banner? Can you November nose? What's that one of paper? So I asked, what is November nose? I think he was just trying to say something. Because she was born in November. Yeah. Don't be deceived by those things. Work on your attitude. Because when you work on your attitude, that's what makes you really beautiful. One day, one of my ushers here, he went to pick a girl. I told her, listen, can you handle? He's not here. He's not here anymore. That marriage has, the guy has gone into drinking. He's drinking. He's going off. And I've not given up on him. He went to pick a girl. He saw buttocks. He saw hips. When I look at the guy, I said, hey! Hey! Don't go there. He said, don't go area. He didn't listen to me because he was affected by physical looks. I said, listen, I beg you. Oh, and meanwhile, this boy, he was, one of these guys who was sleeping. I picked a form for him. I said that you will go back to school. I did everything. He's been to university. He's finished. I said, you will do your master's. I want you to serve God at God's own time. He will lift you beer. The guy didn't listen to me. He didn't listen to me. He went to chase bottles. He went to chase what? He went to chase what? Bottles. My time is up. Rise to your feet. If you love God, what will you do? Yeah. After they married, after 1 month, the girl says, you marry again. I said, why? He said, the lady said, the bed that is in our room, it is my bed. So I've sold the bed now. So we are sleeping on the floor. If he buys a bed, the marriage can go on. And I was looking at him and I said, son, you have to buy a bed, though. You have to buy a bed. Yeah. Lady Reverend, are you the one who counseled them? Yeah. What am I trying to do? What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that beautiful looks with a very terrible behavior and attitude. God wants you to be kind. Turn to somebody and tell them, God wants you to be kind. Wives, be kind to your husbands. As you are kind to God, be kind to your husbands. Some wives are wicked. True or not true? Lift your hand and ask the Lord that, God, I want to walk in kindness. Help me to obey your word. Lead me to express my love to you like the Israelites did when they were youthful. They searched for you in the wilderness. They were kind to you. They were expressive to you. Lord, help us to be expressive. May we love you with all our hearts, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I want to love you with all my heart. I want to love you with all my soul. I want to love you with all my strength. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody in the congregation, lift your voice and begin to pray. Help us. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Help us to love you.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Help us to be expressive in our love for you.
Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit. You can come to stage. Help us, Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus.
Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us.
Somebody open your mouth and pray. This is the season to be kind. And God wants you to be perpetually kind.
In the name of Jesus, Father,
God instructed Jeremiah, go and cry.
In the name of Jesus,
go and cry.
May we express our
to
love
my children.
In the name of Jesus, not in our hearts.
We love you, Lord.
In everything that we do, God.
Help us.
Help us, Holy help Spirit.
Help us.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Help us.
In the name of Jesus.
You want to pray and ask the Lord that,
my God,
he should set through you. If there are certain things,
Jesus,
that does not bring glory,
yes,
and honor and praise to
my
him,
God,
he should help you to overcome them.
In the name of Jesus.
He should cut it off and circumcise you of it.
Yes.
Lift your voice and begin to pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Begin to pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. God is interested in making you a better person. Oh yes. He wants to make you into a better person. Into a better person. Into a better person. Into a better person. And he will make you into a better person. Your life, oh, will reflect his beauty. Your life will express and reflect his glory. Lift your voice. I love you, Jesus. Help us. Help us. Help us, God. Open your mouth. Don't look around. This is the time. You are asking the Lord to work a work in your life. Father, work a new work in my life. I thought I loved you, but Lord, I'm beginning to see that my love for you is flat. And I don't want to express flat love. Lift your voice.
In the name of Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
My heart, God.
I want to love you more.
In the name of Jesus.
I want to love you more, Lord.
I am not
about Korea, not about. Leva bari andara babara baba. Eba la babari andara baba. Raba la babari andara baba. E pa tola la pali andara baba. Le pa la andara baba.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Rakada da kosha. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray this morning. In the name of Jesus.
All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good to me, Lord. All my life you have been so good. Yes, Lord.
Every breath that I have made,
oh,
I will sing.
All the goodness.
All the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Oh, somebody lift your hands and love him.
Oh, your mercy never fails me.
Your mercy never fails me.
All my days I've been held in your hands.
Oh, yes, Lord.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing all the goodness.
Somebody lift your hands and say, all my life, oh God. Oh,
all my life you have been faithful.
All my life you have been so good to me.
All my life you have been so, so good.
Oh, yeah.
Every breath that I am paid,
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, I will sing.
For the last time all my life you have been faithful. Oh,
all my life you have been faithful.
All my life, Lord. Oh, yeah.
All my life you have been so,
so
good.
Yeah.
Every breath that I have made,
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, I will sing.
All my life, Lord, you have been faithful. Oh, yeah.
All my life, you have been faithful.
All my life, you have been so good to me, Lord.
All my life, you have been so, so good.
Yeah.
Every breath that I have made,
I will say,
oh, I will sing. The goodness of God.
God is showing somebody goodness in the house. Somebody showing, God is showing somebody kindness in the house. He is rescuing somebody from the pit of hell. He's bringing you salvation and he's bringing you life. I want to pray for you. You want to give your life to the Master Jesus? You want to say, Pastor, I cannot make it on my own. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot, he cannot, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This morning, you want to say that, Pastor, pray for me. I'm here. That is why I'm here. It's my duty to beckon you to embrace this wonderful gift of salvation offered to us by God himself through his only begotten son, Jesus. You want me to pray with you? You want to be born again? Lift your right hand. I'm going to pray for you right now, wherever you are. God bless you. Somebody invited you to church. You came all by yourself. Today is your day of salvation. God bless. I can see those wonderful hands. If you've lifted your hand, can you just walk to me? Just run to me quickly. Run to me, run to me, run to me right now. Run to me. Come, 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 come. Oh, yeah. Put your hands together for them, please. Encourage them, encourage them.
Go free. Your healing, come running to the mercy.
Run to the mercy seat of Jesus. Come,
oh,
come running. Run to the mercy seat of Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus, for these ones. We bless
His
your name.
Calling, His grace will be your covering.
Come. Today is your day of salvation. He says, I'm standing at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. Seat of the Lord.
Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling.
His grace will be a covering.
His life,
oh yes,
no fear.
Oh yes,
it will provide your healing.
Come running to the mercy seat. Listen, I want to pray for this young girl. Today is the only opportunity you have. I want you to join us. We want to pray with you. As a young girl, is resonating in my spirit that you cannot live here without surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. He's giving you an opportunity. Take advantage of it. Walk to me right now. He's standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking. He's saying, come. Come. Say, come. It's your day of salvation. Don't harden your heart. Don't say, I'm shy. Hey, we are bargaining for your soul. Precious ones, can you lift your hands to God? Jesus loves you dearly. He wouldn't want you to go to hell. He wants to start a work with your lives. He wants to come and live in you and express himself in you so that the entire world will benefit from the grace that he places upon your life. Pray this simple prayer. Say, dear Lord Jesus. Congregation, can you join us? Say, dear Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that you are the Lord of my life from today. I am a sinner. I am lost. I am condemned. But today, I repent of my sins. And I come to Jesus. Please, I open my heart to you. Come and live in my heart. Be the Lord of my life. From this moment forward, I want to serve you. And I want to follow you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And all said, amen.